Susan Lake is English Department Chair at East High School in Salt Lake City. She says the hardest thing for her to do as a teacher is to convince students to engage in their own learning because they're used to working for grades instead of working for knowledge.
You have to decide that reading matters to you, and when reading matters to you and you get meaning out of reading, then writing matters to you. And you can't do one without the other.
Today, her junior English students are taking 15 minutes out of class time to read in silence, which she says is always a difficult task. Students shuffle their feet, play with pencils, stretch out, and stare at their classmates. Lake says students who want to excel in college will have to make a conscious decision to learn.
Kids are so worried these days to get into college, especially the high kids. They do everything for grades, and they forget that what they're doing is building a writer or building a reader. Then universities find out that their strengths are not in deciphering text, choosing an idea and supporting it. Their strengths are in being teacher pleasers.
And that's why, she says, many high school students end up needing remedial classes. Donnell Pons, Lake's student teacher, says the most important lesson she's learned since she entered the system this year is that if all classrooms look the same, and all students came from the same background, it would be easy to make broad changes to public education to improve the situation. But it's not.
I think high school and public education in general does the best that they can for a lot of students. But there is this really kind of delicate balance of a student coming prepared enough to work on their own, to access information, and then providing the environment and the materials needed for a student to be able to do that.
Forrest Williams, Utah Valley University Associate Professor of English, says there are two types of students in his basic composition classes, so it's hard to point fingers at teachers or students.
It's remediation if they had it once and didn't get it. But if you never really had it the first time, it's hard to call that remediation. And the high schools really differ in their curriculum approach. Even though we have statewide curriculum, it still varies a lot.
He says they're reading a lot of literature and poetry, but not focusing on writing, and he thinks he knows why.
And I know from having been a high school English teacher, if you have six classes of 35 or 40 students and you assign them multiple drafts, you just bury yourself in a paper load that is really, really difficult to give them meaningful feedback and have any kind of life where you're not just grading papers 24/7.
He says state leaders often ask, why should taxpayers foot the bill for lessons students should have learned in high school? Williams says the cost-benefit analysis shows it's worth investing in these students and giving them a second chance. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.